In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray your words, O Lord, and not my own. Amen. Sometimes it seems that we pray and Jesus and God don't seem to hear us. Seems like that sometimes, does it not? Seems like that to me sometimes. And sometimes it seems as though we pray to God and Jesus and he hears us, but he doesn't answer us right. Seems like that sometimes, does it not? Does to me. Even those times when our soul is troubled, when we're in trouble, or when we pray that my mother is ill, or my daughter is ill, or I'm afraid for my children, or I need help, what about my job? Even when our soul is troubled, it seems sometimes he doesn't answer right. And after all, we tell him what we want, how we want it, when we want it, the style in which it be delivered. We give good instructions, right? Sometimes it seems he doesn't answer us. On the lighter side of that, my friend Ron told me last week of a fellow who got a card from his wife, and on the front it said, "You are the answer to my prayers." And you open it up and it says, "You're not exactly what I was praying for, but apparently you're the answer to my prayers." And I think it may have seemed like that to two whistles in this story this morning. It says some fellas came from Greece and went up to Philip and said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Now, Philip did what I would do, I think, when I don't know how to proceed. He went and got help. So he goes and gets Andrew, and together they go to Jesus, and they say, "There's some fellas here that would like to see you." They're Greeks. Now, some theologians make some interesting arguments about what that means that they were Greeks. Some say that they were men who come from Greece, which is 800 miles away. And so this is the beginning of a new place for Jesus. This will be his hour, because these men have come all the way from Greece. And if we remember that prayer from Simeon that said he'll be a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. Maybe. Others say they approached Philip because Philip is a Greek name and perhaps he would understand them. But anyway, they went up and said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." So they go and tell Jesus that. And the scripture says clearly, Jesus answered them. And here's the answer. The statement is, "There's some fellows here that would like to see you, Jesus." The response is, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Now, perhaps, if you can imagine yourself standing there, Philip and Andrew might have looked at each other and said, "Is he listening? There's some guys here." But Jesus continues with his answer, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Okay, good, Jesus. Now these guys here, when they can't see the answer as an answer to what they brought to them. And maybe sometimes we can't either, huh? Jesus continues, "Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servants be also." We're getting interesting instructions as Jesus talks about his death, and he talks about our death also. And these Greeks that come and say, "We wish to see Jesus," well, they're about to. It says they're there for the festival, And the festival is the Passover, and the Passover is in Jerusalem, where Jesus is headed also, of course, and it's the last time he'll be making that trip. Oh, they're going to see Jesus. Jesus answers him, continues, and we get this wonderful glimpse into the full humanity of Jesus when he says, "Now my soul is troubled." That's our Jesus says that. "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I do? Should I say, 'Father, save me from this hour?' No, it's for this hour that I've come." The first thing that Jesus said when he responded to this statement, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus," he said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." It is time. It is now. Seven other times in the scripture, Jesus says, "Now's not my time." If you remember at the wedding feast, he says to his mother, "Now's not my time." When they tried to chuck him over a cliff, he walked back through the midst of them, because it wasn't his hour. Now is his hour. And when they say, "We wish to see Jesus," they're about to. They'll see him in just a few days' time, come into Jerusalem like a king, heralded as a king, with hosannas flying all over the place. They get to see Jesus. And then in a few days, they'll see a bleeding man with thorns stuck in his head and spit covering his body from the people who would make fun of him. A man with 39 lashes on his back because they believe 40 would kill a man. A man very near death trying to carry a cross up a hill and continues to fall down. You wish to see Jesus? You will. You are. And we are called to see Jesus, but we need to think through what all that means. We have some wonderful symbols for that in the architecture of our church. When we come in that door, we come in from the west, and the west is where it's dark. Everything in the world exists outside those doors, and regardless if that's really the north, in any church, that's the west side, because that's the east side. Because in the east side is where the sun comes up, where the light is. If you look at that symbol at the altar, that's where we're headed, from the darkness to the light in this trip that we make every week symbolically. We walk from the darkness towards the light, and the light is the resurrection of Jesus and therefore of us also. And we walk through this part where we're all seated together, and if you look up, it looks not unlike a boat up there, right? It's where that word nave comes from, is navus. We all sit here in the ship of life together. But as we leave that and we head towards the light, which we say we want to go to, we want to see Jesus, there's something we have to do. We walk through the crucifixion. We walk under the cross on our way to the light. And that's the only way there. You want to see Jesus, you have to make the trip that way. Not the way we often want to, including me, where we sort of want to go around it. Find some other path up to the light, up to eternal life, but not through the crucifixion, not through death. You want to see Jesus was the question. He encourages us. There's an organic way to look at this. Unless, you know, a grain falls to the ground and dies, it can't multiply. We need to be willing to do that. We need to die of ourselves. And in doing that, we have to die to this world. This world. And in doing so, we'll show that we're willing to do that by being his servant, not the servant of the world that's out there. He says very clearly that the judgment, he has come at this time for the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of the world will be driven out. The things that rule us out there in the world are driven out once we come through that door. And the final bit of his response, When Jesus says, now is the time for me, and he wants to say, you want to see Jesus? He says, Father, glorify your name. And God responds with a voice from heaven that says, I have glorified it, and I'll glorify it again. And the people there said it was like thunder, or like angels had spoken to them. You want to see Jesus. You want to perceive Jesus. He's trying to show us that way. He doesn't misunderstand. We just don't like the answer so very much all the time. So we make this trip in servanthood. As servants, we'll be hallowed by God. Our names will be known to him. If we wish to see Jesus, to perceive Jesus, to know Jesus in all those ways, then we need, and when I say we, I mean me too, give up those foolish prayers that we pray like we're little children and say, like we used to do to our mommies and daddies, and says, here's what I want, give me this. Here's why I have to have it, give it to me. It's no kind of prayer if the only answer we leave to Jesus is for him to say, okay. Can we enter into that life? Can we say, I wish to see Jesus and take the walk? Because remember, if you say you wish to see somebody, you have to go along with them, don't you? So I encourage you to consider that God answers in the way God will answer. It's up to us to sort out how he speaks to us individually, and encourage you, as I encourage myself, as I make the walk, to have the courage to make the walk, to remember that he already made it for me. He has shown us the way. We know the way if we wish to truly see Jesus.